Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A meat planet is a thing, but what is that thing? Let's ask the innovator of meat himself, Wade Barrett.
Meat planets. 300 plus pounds of greased up, throbbing girth. Men so huge, they have their own gravitational pull. It's the height of masculinity and the ultimate spectacle in our great industry. And for us little guys, well, we've just got to stand back and admire.
Thanks, Wade. Joel, hit the intro. So just in case you haven't been here before, Meaty Gary and Meaty Gary number two are going to do some Gary YouTubing in the form of one of those basic bitch tier lists we all love to watch from time to time. But today, we're here to find out who is the biggest and the best meat planet in the history of professional wrestling.
As if this has been endorsed by Wade Barrett.
Yes.
Brilliant.
It's a 2023 invention, I believe, from Wade himself on Monday Night Raw, where the Meat Planet division of the likes of Bronson Reed, who will be in this, Ivar, used to get him all throbbing and sweaty and whatnot.
And the concept of a Meat Planet, whilst the name is new, goes back throughout the pantheon of wrestling history.
Big time.
So are we going to take a little snapshot of the meat planets of years gone by? Those meat stars that have burned out in years.
Fizzled away.
Fizzled away. Shrunk away to nothing.
But we're starting on the current day. Otis is, of course, 5 foot 10 inches tall, but crucially, he fits the criteria because he weighs 330 pounds. Our tiers, by the way, the biggest of all the meat planets will be put in the whole effing solar system tier. A Very Meaty Galaxy is the next one down. Then your bog standard meat planet, which is still nothing to be chirped at whatsoever. Mm-hmm. One hell of an achievement.
Absolutely.
Then we have a dwarf meat planet / meat moon, because I've been talking to Fraser outside, who is a solar system expert. And that's what he says the next thing down. Then we'll round things off with a meteorite.
Now, there are a few glaring omissions from this that we probably should meet at the pass, really, before people kick off.
Yeah, there are certain people who you might think are 300 pounds, but aren't quite 300 pounds. So from the modern day in AEW, we've got Killswitch, Wardlow, Powerhouse Hobbs, Samoa Joe, Big Bill, not heavy enough. WWE side of the tracks, Via Mahan, not heavy enough. AOP, not heavy enough. So just in case you're wondering why they're not there, that's why they're not there. But Otis, it's a hard one because we don't know quite how high and low we're going to go. I reckon he's at least a meat planet, if not a bit higher.
I think, I mean, like, he was sort of on the ground floor when the meat planet terminology was born. I feel like for that reason, he should be maybe in the middle as a meat planet.
But of course, the beauty is with this tier list, he could go up or down by the end of the video. Next
That's
up.
How much he eats.
Yes, next up, 6 foot 11, 685 pounds of giant haystacks / Loch Ness. / any other gimmicks did he have? You would know.
Giant haystacks and Loch Ness were the main ones, to be honest with you. Lots of love for Giant Haystacks, who Hogan wanted in WCW to be the latest monster he defeated, which led to, there was only like one or two promos we got from him in WCW, and it's just this Lancashire accent going, I'm going to get you, Hogan, and that weasel, Hearts. Brilliant. Now, he was very meaty.
Now, we've put Otis in the middle tier. Giant Haystacks Loch Ness is literally over two times the size of Otis.
Yeah.
685 to 330. So I reckon it's got to be up in the top two tiers.
He's
got to
be. Do we put him in a meaty galaxy?
We'll put him in a meaty galaxy.
But now he's in a very meaty galaxy.
He's a big, big boy. Mm. Next up, we have Kane, who is just a little svelte. 7 feet, 323 pounds of Kane.
I would never have put Kane in a meat division.
Mm.
But so therefore, because he kind of just creeps in there, he's certainly not a meat planet.
We've got to look at the other categories, categories. Yeah, the things that qualify you to be a meat planet that Wade laid out at the start of this video. We got the 300 plus pounds. Greased up throbbing girth is a crucial one, because especially in 01, which is the picture I've used here, Kane was greased up and throbbing girth.
He was greased up.
And he was
how did you know if he had the mask on?
He was mysterious as well. Mm. You know when ladies, you know, see a man with a hat on and think, oof, what's he look like below the hat? And then they take off the hat and it's me sat there.
Is that why Jack wears hats all the time? Ladies love, oh, he's got a hat on, hello. What could be under there?
But I reckon Kane might just be, because he fits more than one criteria. That's a word I was looking for. He might be in the very meaty galaxy as well, or is that already bastardising this tier?
I think it bastardises it.
Meat planet?
I don't even know if he's a meat planet.
Dwarf meat planet?
I want to, for now, put him as a dwarf meat planet.
Oh, one Kane.
Yeah.
Yes, he doesn't have his own gravitational pull, but that wet hair...
But he gets frizzy, especially. Oh, maybe. Oh, I mean, okay. Maybe meat planet. Then.
We'll stick him in meat planet.
Put him in meat planet.
A different kind of meat planet, but a meat planet all the same. I found a picture of the Big Show looking at his biggest ear. So this picture might shock a few that you can see just above our heads. Obviously, we know that Big Show was always billed at 7 feet tall, 500 pounds. At this point in time, he's got to be more.
He went through quite a big stage, did the Big Show. It was quite the time. In this particular, is this sort of the 06 Big Show, ECW Big Show?
Around about then, yeah.
He looked rough.
Maybe it's just
he looked big.
He's still got hair, but it's very, very short.
I see. So, okay, right. So I reckon, gosh, he's got to be a very meaty galaxy.
He's got to be.
500 pounds. I mean, him and Haystacks had a... had a banger that time when he was a bit more svelte. But even at his biggest, I still think he's not as big as Haystack.
No. Nowhere near. Mm. Anyway, Mark Henry, who is a teeny tiny, some might say, 6'4", but he's also 360 pounds, which puts him above Kane and Otis in terms of sheer weight. But how high does it put him up the tier?
I think he's still a meat planet, though.
A meat planet, yeah. But I'll put him above Otis, though.
We're beginning to get, like, if you're just creeping in there, you know, then you're a meat planet at 300 pounds and no more. So I wonder how we're going to populate the meteorite and the dwarf meat planet / meat moon categories.
Keith Lee is next up, 6'2". We can't forget about him, but he's also 340 pounds, Tom. So a little bit less than Mark Henry, but more than Otis and more than Kane.
This is a deal for the meat planet.
Do you reckon he maybe fits in a very meaty galaxy based on his own gravitational pull? I think Keith fits that one. Greased up throbbing girth. I don't know if he's greased up, but he is definitely throbbing girth.
He is throbbing girth.
He's indubitably. That's the word I'm looking for.
Indubitably. He is a smooth-talking meat planet.
The height of masculinity as well. I haven't got the poise of him.
Actually, that's a really good point. We haven't taken much into factor the height of masculinity rule that Wade Barrett laid out for us. And I think, well, Keith Lee, certainly, I reckon he smells lovely.
I think he smells lovely.
I've seen him rocking up at shows in a lovely suit. Like, he looks the business.
Mia Yim?
Yeah, he's got Mia Yim on his arm.
Yeah.
Lucky man.
Yeah.
I think he's a very meaty galaxy, but just under Big Show, maybe?
Yeah, I think he's the smallest galaxy on the list so far.
You are the smallest galaxy, Keith.
But he fits a number of criteria. Mm. Now, this is a very interesting one next up, because we have Braun Strowman, 6'8", 385 pounds, one of the bigger boys on this tier list so far. However, he has his nipples pierced. He has a beard. He is currently growing his hair back out. I think he might have had some sort of pluggings done to his scalp. So he's gonna come back looking like a Lothario. I think we've got our clearest candidate so far for the whole effing solar system, because he fits every single one of the criteria.
He absolutely hits every single criteria. I have no issue with bumping Braun Strowman straight up into the whole effing solar system category. I don't know whether we take in, you know, the wrestling aspect of it or not. I mean,
who cares about the wrestling when they're that big?
How boring of me. How boring of me.
Can they pick you up and throw you 7 miles? That's all that matters here.
I hope so. I think, because he has had these flourishes, like Keith Lee, of wrestling like a guy who isn't a meat planet. Mm. And I think that's something maybe to factor in. It wasn't in Wade's system, admittedly, the Wade Parrot system. I think either way, the whole effing solar system for Braun.
And he's the greasiest boy so far by a mile. Look at the glisten on that picture there.
He does glisten when he's really going. Mind you, Mark Henry's one for glistening when he was in 06, when he was the world's strongest man.
Is that just because he was very sweaty?
Possibly. I'm sure he hosed down before he came out and he just looked like he'd been through a car wash.
I used to love when he used to shake his head when he had the longer hair.
Like
at the
a
back.
Dog that just come in from a walk.
Water going everywhere. Abdullah the Butcher is up next. A bit of a different vibe to the very sexy Braun Strowman. That damn sexy Braun Strowman. 6 foot tall he was. He's Abdullah the Butcher, beg my pardon. 360 pounds. Where do we go with this one?
Okay, so not so much greased up, but bloodied up a lot of the time.
Carved.
Yeah, like he has a forehead that looks like a road map of the Sudan. It's just carved to pieces.
You could park a bike wheel in there.
Yeah, you keep small change in there as well. So whether or not that rules him out is... I mean, nothing more masculine than having a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
That is the height of masculinity, having a forehead like that. The stories you could tell. You should see the other guy, I bet he says all the time.
That's a great... classic Abdullah. Classic Abdullah. Meaty Galaxy, maybe?
I think a Meaty Galaxy. He is a step above a meat planet, I would say, just in terms of sheer girth and masculinity. Not the greasiest. He definitely has his own gravitational pull.
Oh, he certainly does.
Yeah, so it's got to be one of those.
And he survived getting electrocuted that time.
Of course he did.
That's the height of masculinity, surviving getting electrocuted.
In the words of William Regal, Umanga is up next. 6'2", he was 350 pounds. He fits so much the criteria. He was a greasy boy. Maybe he didn't have his own gravitational pull, which will pull him down slightly, but he was the Samoan bulldozer, the height of masculinity. You would feel inferior stood next to Umanga. I've got the William Regal saying
Umanga.
In my head. Umaga.
You would. Would he be... Because he's clearly a bit bigger than Solo Sikoa. Because it's sort of similar energy, for obvious reasons. I don't know whether this is our first... Despite the fact that he is 300 plus pounds, which they all are, is this our first dwarf meat planet?
Yeah, 300 plus pounds is ticked off. Greased up, he used to be very glistening when he walked out in the ring.
He used to be quite glistening.
His own gravitational pull, I'd argue maybe not. He was a svelte boy. A lot of weight in the trunk. A lot of junk in the trunk.
He did have a lot of junk in the trunk.
But the height of masculinity is definitely there as well.
Is it masculine to punch your friend with your thumb?
Yeah. Yeah. I will go dwarf.
Yeah.
Let's spread it about a bit.
Spread it
just
about a
meat
a bit.
Spread across a lovely sourdough loaf.
Get the Bovril out. Dwarf meat planet feels good for Umanga.
Umanga. John Tenta is up next. The many faces of John Tenta. He was 6'7", which I didn't realise he was that tall. He was also 300... Where was he? I've lost him. 468 pounds, by God.
Earthquake, shark, avalanche... Golga,
yeah.
He was John Tenta for a bit, just a man, John Tenta. And there was a Dark Side of the Ring about him.
Yeah, I need to see that still.
Yeah, I'm, and he is all accounts a lovely guy.
Lovely
and
family
a fabulous
man.
Ice skater.
He did have the sumo days, didn't he? Which I guess you have to be sort of light, like nimble on your feet, not light on your feet. Light the exact feet. Opposite of light on the feet.
You certainly got to have some motion about it when he was a sumo guy. Is an ice skating sumo man the height of masculinity? I'd say there's a comfort to it.
There's a set of balls to it. It's like when I used to be in the choir, but also on the football team. I was the only guy who bridged that gap, but I was like, you know, I can do that. So, you know, if you're going to call me names for being in the choir in year seven, just I'll kick a ball at you. I'll kick a ball at you. But then my balls dropped and I had to leave the choir.
Oh, To Tenta, do we make him another meat planet?
I think it is a very solid meat planet. I would add the skullet was a very manly look to have with the beard.
Especially
the manly, hairy tits. I think there's an AEW roster member, Big Bronze, at the moment, who likes to take you to Titty City, I think he likes to call it. And I'm sure that John Tenta would like to take you to Titty City back in the day as well.
It's very man to be good at cooking as well. And as we know, he has a great recipe for snake burgers.
Yes. Squash that, Patty.
Squash them snakies. Meat Planet works for John Tenta for me.
Kurgan is up next. Obviously, a man of the films currently, which I guess adds to his sort of coolness, if we're going to bring that into it as well, even though Wade didn't mention that. 7 foot tall, he was billed as back in his wrestling days, 350 pounds. He's more of a Kane than anything else on this list so far.
In terms of like the what he brings to the meat plant.
The build. Division.
The build is very Kane-esque. He was height of mass, maybe a height of masculinity, arguably. When he was Kurgan the Interrogator, where he would just silently strangle you.
Me. Da, 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 da. I used to enjoy that theme. Dawn would come down from the sky.
Cyrus the Virus in his earlier days. But then he became part of the Oddities.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed a bit. But I would put him... obviously, he's similar in terms of Kane, in terms of build, as you say. I guess we can't make him a dwarf meat planet
because he's
tall.
7 foot tall, isn't he? So that has to go.
Bottom of meat planet.
He didn't have the Kvorka that other people in that tier have, like your Henrys and your Otis, your Kane and your Tentas. Kurgan didn't have that Kvorka. Big John Studd, 6 foot ten, 365 pounds. Quite a svelte man for a 6 foot tenner.
Yeah, he was deceptively svelte for a man who was a very imposing figure. Was he winner of the second ever Royal Rumble?
The one
serves?
After, yeah.
That's it. And sized up arms with the Giants on numerous occasions as well.
lovely head of hair, I'd say.
Lovely head of hair.
He had the beard going from in the 80s, which of course in the modern day would be making him in vogue as West sat here as bearded men.
That's all
the cool people do. You've only got a beard because you can't grow one. That's the worst. I saw a man on the internet say that once, so that's why I'm going to say that to you now. Big John Studd. He wasn't greased up. He wasn't throbbing. He was 300 plus pounds. Did he have his own gravitational pull?
No, because he would have headlined WrestleMania if
exactly,
he did.
Exactly. I don't think he...
So maybe he is. Maybe he is a dwarf meat planet.
Big John Studd is a meat moon.
He is a meat moon. That's a... No, I'm all right with that. He's a meat moon.
Abyss, 6 foot eight, 350. He was glistening. Yes, he was. The height of masculinity. The stuff he put his body through and the bodies of others through. Yes, he was the height of masculinity.
Pain is masculine.
Yeah, maybe he didn't have his own gravitational pull, which brings him down slightly in terms of a meat planet, but the rest is there.
I wonder whether he did have his own gravitational pull. His finisher was, of course, the black hole slam.
Oh, he used to do that, didn't he? Yeah, he used to take them round.
So arguably, his finisher was based around having his own gravitational pull.
Central Fuel Force, I believe they called it, or something.
It's a tough one, because I don't think he's a very meaty galaxy. Nor do I think he's a meat planet.
Are you suggesting dwarf for Abyss?
Well, we got Big John Studd in there. If you look at the stats between the two, there's only
I'll put him in there, because I think he's girthier than John.
There's a couple of inches and a five guys between him and John Studd. So.
But he's glistening, the masculine. I think it's same tier, but a bit higher.
He glistens more than Big John Studd, we'll agree.
Next up, we have Bam Bam Bigelow, a man who... Was he... Yeah, I guess he was one of the first proper super heavyweights who was doing stuff that super heavyweights shouldn't do.
He would have absolutely been in the meat planet division without a shadow of a doubt. He was doing, like you say, stuff that a guy his size shouldn't do. I think he's a very meaty galaxy.
Yeah, I think just a Kvorka. Obviously, the skulls on the scalp. Makes him very masculine.
Very masculine.
He was a glistener. Yes, he had most of his torso and most of his body covered up, but when the arms were glistening, the forehead was glistening.
You could see he got a sweat on.
He had a main squeeze, for goodness sake.
He did. He had Luna Vachon.
Exactly.
And Oliver Humperdinck.
He's a Lothario, if anything. But yeah, Big Bam Bam fits lots of categories there, so I reckon a very meaty galaxy is very well warranted. Next up, we have Big Keish. Rikishi, 6 foot one, 425, glistening. Yes. Gravitational pull. Yes.
Yeah.
Height of masculinity.
He's a snappy dresser.
He's a snappy dresser.
And he is quite a charmer.
He dances like your dad at a wedding, though.
But your dad got your mum, so he's obviously doing something right. Unless he didn't. I think there's a he's another one that I think smells nice when he's not wrestling. Like, I reckon he, you know, gets a nice bit of cologne on, dresses well. Ooh, I think he's a meat planet.
Go on, we'll stick him in meat planet.
I think he's a meat planet.
I think he's higher than Kurgan, but not as high as Tenter.
Yeah, that's a fair shout. I'll take that.
Vader, 6'5". Oh! 4'50". It's one of the top two planets.
In terms of, right, 300 plus pounds on the Wade Barrett scale, check.
Yes.
Greased up, throbbing girth. Not a lot of definition, but plenty of mass. Yeah. Jesse Ventura, WCW. Check, whenever he do the gun show. Who da man? Own gravitational pull. He single-handedly appeared in WCW via Baywatch and WWF at the same time. His pull is strong. Mm. They named a pay-per-view after him. They didn't end up putting him on. That's beside the point. So there's a pull there. Height of masculinity.
They used to call him the Master Don, which tells me massive.
Wore that big elephant helmet, and like Ross said earlier, hat equals mystery to the ladies.
Hello, ladies.
I think that Vader is the whole effing solar system.
Ooh.
As a meat planet, right? He, like Braun Strowman, screams final boss meat planet energy. Like, he's the one that he would hold the meat planet heavyweight title for years.
He is the Pluto. Oh. My very speedy method. No, my very... I forgot what it
Mercury,
was.
Mercury, Venus, Earth. Yeah, whatever. The Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
Yeah, 10 was a very long time
but
ago.
But then Pluto's not technically a planet.
I'm just saying it's the last one.
Oh.
Is it the last one?
It is the last one, yeah. Right at the end. It's right at the end there. So, like, he'd be like... if he reached him, then you get battered. Yeah. Then Mars is also the biggest. I think maybe it'd be Mars. Either way, he is the whole effing solar system.
I'd go along with that. I'm not going to argue with
solar
Vader.
Solar system for Vader.
Albert!
Oh, okay.
The hip hop. What they used to call him? Hip hop. I can't even say. Hip hop anonymous from Big Daddy. He is 6'7", 331 pounds. He was billed as glistening. Yes, the height of masculinity. His first name, of course, was the name of a piercing. Two, the manhood. So that is very manly. He had them in his chin as well. He had a massive head.
He had manhood in his chin.
Ooh.
Explains why he grew up here.
TNA.
But he was Lord Tensai for a bit.
He was, yeah.
Still very manly. And then he started dancing.
He fits lots of categories. I don't know how high we want to put it. Because when you think Albert, you don't think of the Kevorka of the Vaders and the Strowmans of the world.
No.
So I think that brings him down to maybe even Meat Planet instead of a very meaty galaxy.
Because you made the point, and very rightly so, about Rikishi dad dancing that might bring down some markers. Albert dance is worse than Rikishi.
He does, yeah.
You know.
I'm just because of that, I'm going to put him down there.
Oh!
I can't forget that. About that. Him and Brodus Clay. I didn't include in the list, by the way, but maybe he should be here. But anyway, who cares?
I feel like if he'd only gone under his New Japan name, which was Giant Bernard, we might have moved him up further. Because Bernard's a very masculine name.
Yeah, that's that man down the pub, isn't it?
Yeah.
A real man's pub in NXT.
What, Bernard?
King Kong Bundy, 6'4".
Oh, King Kong Bundy.
458 pounds. Not glistening. I always thought he was very dry looking.
He did look arid. he did look very arid. He was... he popped up in the entertainment world quite a bit.
Mm.
So in terms of gravitational pull, he was on Married with Children as a relative of the Bundys, obviously.
Ted.
And he was on... Ted Bundy? No, very different. And he was on Weird Science, if memory serves. As in the sitcom Weird Science, where he ended up going on a date at the end of it, so that's masculine. But in terms of, he's obviously a meat planet, but is he?
He never even won a world title, did he?
He didn't. But then there's quite a few here that probably are missing a world title. Bam Bam Bigelow, for example, and we still class him as a very meaty galaxy.
Did he win the ECW World Heavyweight match? Just imagining that.
Well, the TV title, I believe.
Doing TV.
He might have won the world title as well. I really don't care.
King Kong Bundy, I reckon it's a meat planet. It's around about a 10. No, maybe it's not below Kurgan. Let's not play games here, Tom.
Yeah, I think he has more gravitational pull than Kurgan.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm happy with that there. Below Rikichi, above Kurgan.
Now, the next two are going to be special dispensation picks for this tier list because we couldn't speak about meat without having Big E, who's clearly got a fetish for the meat and big men slapping said thing together. He is only 5'11", which is still taller than us. I think you're about 5'11". You're a little bit taller than me. 285 pounds. It doesn't hit the 300, but it's meat. It's Big E. It's a fetish. I'm not going
to
take that.
We could not put Big E in the meat division. He'd love to spend the time smacking meat with big meaty men.
When he's shaking those hips, the gravitational pull is generated. He is the height of masculinity because he can do the splits while having muscles bigger than double-decker buses. He's not 300 plus pounds, which weighs him down a bit. He is greasier than them all, though, which I think would pick him up a bit.
So do we maybe, I think maybe, because he's special dispensation, do we put him in as an honorary meat planet?
An honorary meat planet? I was going to put him in a very meaty galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Just because of the greasiness of the guy.
Yeah, I'll let that happen.
Oiled up, of course. I'm not saying he's a dirty man by any stretch of the imagination.
No, but he's greasy.
Not a sly man. He's just a very greasy boy.
But he's aware of that because he used to have that powder in NXT that he'd smack on his hands.
Exactly.
Nothing to do with weightlifting. He's just aware that he was very moist. So he'd do that just to dry out before the match. Your Honour, that's exactly what happened.
Yes, and of course, because we mentioned Big E, we've got to then mention the guy who Big E wants to have a wrestling match with eventually, which I still hope happens, even though time is advancing. Goldberg is only 6'4".
That old loser.
Yeah, what a loser. What a rubbish 285 man. Pounds he was billed as, but he is the guy that Big E wants to wrestle, the big men slapping meat. That's where it comes from. Goldberg.
Well, you know what? We'll put Goldberg with Big E.
Yeah, why
so
not?
They're in the same category, so when they finally have that showdown.
97-03 Goldberg, that is. Not latter day.
Yeah.
Latter day Goldberg's not a meat planet.
No. Do you think WCW or WWE Goldberg?
God, WCW.
WCW.
Oh, that was my guy. Him and Sting on the VHS that I got when I was 8.
Oh.
Great lads. Miro, 6 foot tall, little bit smaller. 304 pounds, though. He is a meat planet.
He is a meat planet, but is he... So we think height of masculinity.
Yes.
Completely.
Oh, my God. Maybe the best example so far.
I think that really ratchets him up, where the weight falls down, the masculinity boosts him up.
Mm.
Greased up?
Big time.
Very greasy boy.
He's a very glistening boy when he walks out and does the old Ronaldo jump and Miro there thing.
Gravitational pull? Well, he attracted Lana.
Exactly.
So that's the only other real gravity you need to pull, really.
He attracted the weak. Because he got his own day.
Yep.
Aiden English was smitten for a period of time as well. I think it's a top tier one. The whole effing solar system.
Okay.
And of course, he was known as Handsome Rusev for a long time, which goes back to the height of masculinity once again.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, you know what? I'm all right with that. I think bottom of the whole effing solar system.
Right.
Not Tyus Vader.
Next up, we have Nathan Jones, straight from Bogger Road.
Oh, my God. Nathan Bloody Jones.
6 foot 11, 345 pounds. Couldn't wrestle a lick, but who cares? He was massive. I was watching Undertaker's podcast the other day, and he's just like, oh, that Nathan Jones. Yeah, he was the you-know-what. The you-know-what. But Nathan Jones... Height of masculinity, he did legitimately go to prison. I thought it was a storyline as a kid, but no, it was real. He was massive, he was glistening, he had a hell of a big boot on him.
And he wore a big boot, that's about it. And he does have a title reign to his name. He was the WWA World Champion.
The WWA?
The World Wrestling All-Stars Champion. This is the company, the sort of the proto-TNA company. And they toured Australia and they made him champion. My favourite Nathan Jones story is WWE did a tour of Australia and Nathan Jones just went, just drop us off here, I'm not coming back. And that was the end of him. They went, he went to Australia, did a tour, and they just didn't get back on the plane. Brilliant.
Why do we put me here? Because the stint in jail makes him... maybe even more masculine than the rest of... Because that's, you know, the cool people go to jail, don't they? You get tattoos and you go down to the clink where they serve your gruel.
Absolutely. I hope when you're watching this, you completely appreciate that it is laced with satire. I know the internet gets a bit lost in the sauce sometimes. This is laced with satire, and it's the only time I'll say that. They are cool when they're in jail.
Yes, they are.
So I think... saying that, I don't think he's a meat planet.
Galaxy.
No, I think he's
a dwarf
meat planet. Just in terms of...
Stuck him down there.
Stuck him right behind him.
Behind the hip-hop hippo himself.
Yeah. that works for me.
Big Daddy V.
Yes! Come on,
Viscera.
Nelson!
All of the above. Mabel, Big Daddy V, the other one, Big... Oh, what was he called? Big... No.
Mabel, King Mabel, Viscera, what's Big Daddy V.
The ECW. Was that Big Daddy V when he was in ECW?
No, he's Big... Oh, in WWE ECW, yeah. He was Big Daddy V.
Yeah, Big Daddy V.
Nelson Fraser.
Yeah, Big Nelson. Rest in peace, of course, yeah. Big Nelson.
I'm gutted. I should have worn my Viscera shirt today.
You've got one?
I have got a Viscera. My brother bought it me for Christmas a few years ago as a joke, and I genuinely wear it unironically. It's a white T-shirt that's got Viscera from WWF No Mercy on it. and I wear it, and then people go, where's he got a T-shirt from? And I go, it's literally the only one on the planet. But right, in terms of meat plant, this boy's a meat planet.
6'9", 487 pounds. That is massive.
Yo!
The height of masculinity. He used to... We've all seen it.
World's largest love machine.
He humped Rob Conway in the arse. In the ring. I mean, come on. Shelton Benjamin's mother was very much taken by him back in the day, as was Lillian Garcia, if you remember.
Do you remember that bit backstage with Mama Benjamin? And she dropped something and she bent down to pick it up. She was down picking it up for ages. And the music, and Viscera's music played in the room, and Viscera came in just dancing next to her and she had her arse out. It was like, it just went on for far too long on a programme. It was amazing.
He used to come down the ring wearing a smoking jacket and or dressing gown, whichever one you call it.
Lillian Garcia wanted to marry him.
Exactly.
And he ditched her.
I think it might be the whole effing solar system.
God love him. Put him up there, whole effing solar system.
He was definitely glistening, especially in those latter days with Big Daddy V and whatnot. Yeah. He used to oil himself like there was no tomorrow.
He could fly. He did a spinning wheel kick.
He used to somehow get lower while doing the spinning high kick. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's gravitational pull.
That is gravity. That
he'd
is
go
gravity.
High and end up low.
Andre the Giant is up next. 7'4", 520 pounds. We've seen the pictures with the ladies where he's holding several on each arm, which obviously is the height of masculinity.
As is all the drinking that he did.
Yeah, big time. You could put more away than you and I combined.
Yes, he'd 87 cans of beer on an evening, 12 bottles of wine.
What we'd say in here, gravitational pull, I would say yes, especially when you take people in the corner and back his arse into them.
Mm-hmm. That's a and the fact that he headlined WrestleMania 3, so the WWF was gravitating around him for a long time.
Greased up, throbbing
undefeated
girth
for many years.
Yeah, throbbing girth. Yes,
throbbing girth.
By all accounts,
first
yes,
thing
of course.
Singlet.
Is he top tier?
I think legacy wise, he absolutely has to be at the top. In terms of like, you know, I know to not talk about boring wrestling acumen. Like,
he's not as handsome as Braun, I'd say.
He isn't. Sadly, he's not as handsome as Braun. I'd say Miro's more handsome, but then Miro doesn't have a few of the other accolades.
We'll stick Miro just above Vader, just because the handsomeness brings him higher than Vader.
Yeah, Andre's not a bad-looking man, but Braun's just very handsome. So I think that's you absolutely have to put Andre as the whole effing solar system.
A sleeper pick on the meat tier list today is Tua Leona of AEW. I didn't realise how big he is. 6'4" he is, but also squeaks in there at 301 pounds. And mainly just because of the size. Is he our first meteorite?
I think he might be a meteorite. I think that's a surprising pick, that is. I mean, he's a very well-formed meat planet. He's just a smaller one in comparison to t'others.
Aye, but he is a big boy. He does wrestle like a big boy wearing what he does would wrestle like, if that makes any sort of sense. He is greased up, definitely. I would argue he doesn't have his own gravitational pull. And the height of masculinity, are we going to put him in there?
Well, I don't know enough about him away from the ring.
He was wrestling barefoot last time I saw him.
That's pretty masculine.
Oh, yeah. I'm impressed by that.
Shoes are woke anyway. So wearing just your feet out, I think it's fine. I think he's our meteorite, and I think that's with love.
It's no disrespect. The fact you're on the video is, you know, the biggest doff of the old cap to begin with.
One day, kid.
Keep one eating day, kid. Those yeah,
get
beans.
Get yourself to Greg's. One day, kid. The world will be yours.
What are WWE doing with Odyssey Jones? Odyssey Jones, by the way, is 6'5" and apparently weighs 405 pounds.
Oh.
He didn't do too much in NXT. I remember some sort of thing with a van and some ladies. And,
yeah.
You know, where they sit in the back at the end of the Ready to Rumble with Sal Bandini and the ladies.
And hey, we're going into town.
Back of the pickup truck, that sort of vibe. So he's got that about him, which proves the height of masculinity. Own gravitational pull, yes, definitely, with that sort of size. Especially in today's wrestling, because that's one thing I learned putting this list together today, that we're getting smaller. the meat planets are getting smaller the more we go on in life.
Like celebrations tins, they're just getting smaller. It's the economy, isn't it?
Shrinkflation, I think they call it.
It's the recession. I really like what Odyssey Jones is about. I really do. And like you said, I'm gobsmacked they've not pulled the trigger on him doing something.
Yeah.
Put him in with Bobby Lashley and the Pride. Have him just run roughshod on SmackDown on his Todd.
Mm.
Give him a mouthpiece like Mr. Stone.
The mention of NXT there just made me think Obafemi, who I think is the biggest man in the world today, does not qualify for the Meat Planet tier list.
Does he not?
He does not qualify. He's under £300, which I cannot believe.
Oh.
He's such a big boy. Anyway, Odyssey Jones, where do we go? How high do we go? Or how low do we go?
Just, I want to put him as a dwarf meat planet for now. Because whilst, you know, he does fit the criteria, he is obviously bigger than some of the guys who are in the meat planet division. I think he lacks his own gravitational pull because we never see him. Whilst he does, you know, go out to club with the ladies, he has got the masculinity thing. But we haven't seen enough of his greased up throbbing girth.
Exactly, so
I think meat moon.
But there is promise there because the picture there, as you can see, there is definitely a glisten on his shoulders and on his breasts. Kamala, 6'7", and he also used to eat men. He was a
That's
cannibal
very masculine.
In Uganda before Kimchi, that arsehole, just took him from his homeland and made him wrestle in America in front of millions of people. I mean, Kimchi, I think, is a disgrace. I was saying this on a recent podcast, wasn't I? But Kamala is the height of masculinity. Have you ever eaten a person? I'll ask you that question. I haven't.
Comment down below.
Yeah, if you have, we'll ring the police and they'll be round in an instant. But Kamala, he's got to be up there.
I think if you're eating people... I think that's very masculine. He's also rest his soul, height of masculinity. He was a crooner as well.
Was he?
He did a whole bunch of like blues albums.
Shut the front door.
Not even lying. Kamala sang the blues.
Are they on Spotify?
Seriously, they are indeed. Yeah. Before he passed, there was. I think he must have released something before he died. But I think there's something about that. I think that adds some gravitas.
I'm gonna assume.
Because
as soon as I hear that unlikely crooner, I think of Vinnie Jones. So if he's anything like Vinnie Jones, then he's got to go in the top tier. Vinnie Jones's album, by the way, Respect, is one of the best albums ever released.
Really?
Bad, bad Leroy Brown. He's got some pipes on him.
Is it
Vinnie
emotional?
Jones. It's all of the above.
Ah, okay.
But just on that basis alone, without the factoring in of eating of men, of, you know, taking on The Undertaker. And stuff like that.
He was frightened of caskets.
He was
frightened. And it's not very masculine to be afraid of death.
Is it, though?
If you're masculine, you've got to face death. You've got to punch death in the bowels.
I guess you do. I'm terrified of death, mate.
Oh, yeah.
I wish they would let you know how you're going to go and when you're going to go.
Well, it's part of the weirdness and the mystery of life, and it makes you think, every single day, I'm just going to wake up, I'm going to drink it all in, even on the worst day. The fact that I'm here is enough.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Never take it for granted, kids.
Yeah, that's the height of masculinity. High masculinity is not taking each day for granted.
Someone who did take those days for granted, in gimmick, I should say, is Bastian Booger, 6'1", 401 pounds, would just shove things down his throat. I know what that feels like. It feels it's a wonderful, horrible, weird cycle to just shove things down your throat, get that gratification, but then wake up the next day regretting the day before and what you did there.
Oh, sad. And he filmed it and put it on Raw as well. Quite a few bits backstage to see him just noshing out.
Dilly ding, dilly dong.
Sounds like something else.
Bastian Booger, though, height of masculinity, I would say no.
Oh!
Although he would teabag people, wouldn't he? Which, as we all know, if you're a frat boy who went to university.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Maybe you play rugby. They seem to do this quite a lot.
I'll give you a bonus point if you can tell me what his finisher was and what it was called.
Well, I know he used to sit on people's faces.
Do you know what it was called?
I can't remember.
A trip to the bat cave.
A trip to the bat cave. What does that mean?
Well, you know when you go to the loo, mm-hmm. and sometimes what you pass gets matted in your hair.
Oh, no.
The colloquial term for that is the bat cave.
Oh, the little winkles.
So a trip to the bat cave was him saying, I'm going to put clinkers in your face.
Clinkers, that's the word I'm looking for.
That is masculine.
That is pretty masculine.
It is masculine to smell.
I'm not going to go that high.
He also had some time in with the cloth because he was Friar Ferguson.
He was, yeah.
So there's the gravitational pull of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, was one that was strong with him, but not strong on his own. I would probably make him
dwarf, towards the top though.
Yeah, I think so. That's a good shout.
Lovely pose as well, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger there. It's Bastian Booger. Next up, we have another sleeper pick on the tier list today. Killian Dane. His build is 6'4" on Wikipedia, which is where I've got all this information, because anyone can edit it. Therefore, Killian Dane's put that in himself. £322, so he qualifies for the list. It's a very compact package.
Yeah, it shows you that you can have four or five people in a row that all weigh £300, and they'll all look completely different, because weight, it works in different, weird and wonderful ways. I think with Killian Dane, I think he must have trimmed down a bit recently.
Yeah,
he's looking more compact than he was. Nonetheless, still very much a meat planet. Greased up throbbing girth, or less girth to throb.
Yes, less girth to throb.
Mm.
But maybe bigger pulsations because there's more room to throb.
So you can pulsate more out.
I don't know.
Gravitational pull? Well,
he is too svelte for that to happen, I think.
Yeah, I wonder whether we make him...
A meteorite.
A meteorite.
With all due respect, in the pantheon of big boys.
I like how we have to say that. We're really sorry, but you're a smaller meat planet.
You're
than
a
other
small,
people.
Massive man.
Sued for this one.
Tugboat is
Tuggers!
Next up. 6'5", he was, £384. Do you reckon that's less or more these days?
I've got first-hand experience because I got to hang out with Tuggers at the Royal Rumble show at the Box Park Wembley.
Did you call him Tuggers?
I didn't call him. I did. I think during the interview I did call him Tuggers. I said, let's have a tug. And words to that effect, he let me wear the Shotmaster mask.
Oh,
it was a lovely day with Tugboat. Really lovely guy is Fred. I want to, in terms of impact in the industry, obviously a lot of people compare him with his Natural Disasters teammate,
mm-hmm.
And the Shockmaster, and his time falling over on WCW. Gravitational pull would suggest that you wouldn't trip over. That more anything, the set would trip over you.
Yeah, gravity's been his enemy there, if anything.
If anything, gravity is an enemy for our boy Fred.
He was glistening, as we can see by the very manly picture here. Look at that hat and vest combo.
It's a strong.
You don't walk out like that unless you mean it, do you?
You do, if you couldn't handle your own. I think we maybe bottom a meat planet.
Bottom a meat planet.
Or maybe just above Kurgan.
Above Kurgan. In there, but we can't take out the fall from this. It's a fall. It's on national TV. People laughed.
Because you can't have a gravitational pull and fall over.
The Yeti. Or
the
Ron
Yeti!
So the closest I could find to the Yeti is actually sort of build height and weight was Ron Reese's build height and weight, which was 7'2", £365. But it's the Yeti. He was a monster.
We don't know how glistening he was because he was all covered in toilet paper.
Maybe that's why.
He was a mummy that broke out of ice.
Yes, he was. And he came down the ring and he humped Hulk Hogan from
now,
behind.
Bear in mind, we gave Viscera points for humping Rob Conway. Do we have to therefore give the Yeti
but I think it's the
humping Hogan?
The intention of the hump is what we've got to bring in here. Because Big Daddy V of this, the world's largest love machine, to give him his full title, he would mean the hump. I don't think the Yeti was going, oh, I like the look of that scalp. Come here, Terry.
They just, oh, it was like an egg behind a shower curtain, bring it in. Yeah, it was because it was more designed to be a double bear hug as opposed to a hump.
Yeah.
Therefore, that ruins it somewhat.
He used to walk very stiffly.
He did.
Yeah.
I guess dangerous that's... when you're about a hump Hogan.
I know, yeah. It's pretty low down, I think,
for the It's low down
UK.
Because whilst, yes, he is tall, we don't know whether he was glistening. There was clearly no gravitational pull because he was in ice for 400 years.
That mystique might bring him up a bit, though. Like the Kate, like, ooh, what's he look like below the mask? Ooh, I'd love to find out after hours in the bedroom.
Wait till I unwrap you later. but he's been in ice for thousands of years.
True.
You know, it'd be a mess down there.
Dwarf?
Dwarf Bottom meat dwarf. Planet, yeah.
He's too big to be a meteorite, but then not Kvorka enough to be any higher than a meat moon.
That's good.
Great Khali. The Punjabi playboy himself. 7'1", 347 pounds. I think this is maybe the second easiest top tier one we've had
so far.
Well,
let's go through it. He's over 300 pounds on the Wade Barrett scale, as he should be. Glistening. He always had a sweat on.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, masculinity. He was a hit with the ladies.
Yeah.
Dating Natalia for a bit on screen.
He got a kiss off Beth Phoenix. There was no other motive for Beth Phoenix to plant that kiss on him.
No. It was just in the middle of the rumble, throes of passion.
Yeah.
He also, height of masculinity, when he came out to help Jinder Mahal retain the WWE title, he then just picked up the title and held it up like he'd won it.
Who's going to tell him off? And if you're doubting anything we've said there just now about the Great Khali, go and look at his Instagram, because every day is a gift.
It really is.
And I love the fact that when he rides his motorcycle, which is just a normal-sized motorcycle, like a chopper sort of thing, it looks like a miniature one, because he's the Great Khali.
I would buy him an extra small one just to enhance it. He's also a singer.
Oh, yeah.
He sang the chorus for A Very Cold Holly Christmas.
He did, yes.
With Jack and Sam.
A good dancer.
Fine dancer. Strong mover.
He's got everything.
Yeah.
Maybe what the one thing he might lack is the gravitational pull, because he is quite a svelte man. But then those hands... He could have the whole world in his hands if he wanted to.
Crushed a basketball.
Exactly.
And then tried to squeeze the goo out of Triple H's head that time in a SummerSlam title match that was definitely a thing that happened.
And he murdered Rey Mysterio doing the same thing, didn't he?
He murdered Rey Mysterio.
Rest in peace, Rey.
Yeah.
Yokozuna. Right.
Ah.
Glistening, yes. Gravitational pull, most definitely. Just to give you his build, height and weight. 6'4". Obviously, it ranged. It got bigger and bigger and bigger as he got older and older and older. 589 pounds seems to be like the sort of the go-to weight for Yokozuna. But I think he fits all the categories, doesn't he?
He got much bigger as well as the years went on. Not for the want of trying with WWF, who sent he and Vader to a health centre for a few weeks. And the story is that he and Vader kept sneaking out to go and buy chicken. God love you. Higher masculinity. Don't know whether you saw him on The Big Breakfast that time.
Yeah, in that bed.
On the bed with Paul Yates. Mm. He was flirting proper. You know, he's a big lad. So definitely higher. He's got to be whole effing solar system. Bonsai.
Yeah, bonsai dropped. And he was a sumo.
Yeah.
Which in Japan, obviously, that is the height of masculinity.
That is
by
the
definition. The Godfather, 6'6", 330 pounds. A pimp.
This surprised me when he was on the list. I never would have put Godfather as a meat planet, but by the Wade Barrett scale, which you heard at the beginning, he is a meat planet. He's a sexy meat planet.
He's a pimp meat planet.
He is a pimp meat planet. And he wasn't just a pimp. He was a shoot fighter extraordinaire as Karma. He was a witch doctor as Papa Shango.
That's the word. A voodoo man.
He was. He briefly wanted to make the WWF more wholesome as the Righteous Censor.
The conscience of the locker room, some might say.
He started his own escort service that hit tough times in 2002, and he turned heel as a result of it.
His real life nickname by The Undertaker is Bear, which I always like to bring up when I mention The Godfather, because, Bear.
And he was inducted into the Hall of Fame by Bradshaw and Farouk, who, because it's the PG era, couldn't tell any stories about him. Now, again, I wouldn't class him as a meat planet.
Are you going lower?
Yeah.
I thought the pimp stuff would take him into the galaxy at the very least.
I'll let you decide this one, because I wouldn't have put him in this list had it not been for the Wade Barrett scale.
I think if any other meat planet was sat here with me, one of the meat planets on this tier list, they'd be going just because he could offer them a service like he would do, you know?
Right.
We saw that scene with The Undertaker on Raw and whatnot. Was it Raw or Sunday Night Heat? I can't remember. Doesn't matter. But I think we go Galaxy with The Godfather.
Well, there you go.
He had a bloody train, Tom.
He did have a train of hoes.
Ivar the Viking, as Matthew likes to make it clear every time he mentions his name. Ivar the Viking.
As opposed to Ivar the Plumber.
Exactly. He is currently 6'2", 304 pounds, one of the innovators of meat on Monday Night Raw. That's what Wade Barrett was watching when he came up with the term meat planet. So does that make him any higher on the tier list?
I mean, it kind of puts him in a similar world to Otis, in my opinion, in the sense that he's glistening.
Mm-hmm.
He is over 300 pounds.
Hair on his body,
which
they all have, but he keeps it there because he can. He's a Viking.
It's very masculine.
Yes.
To have hair on your body. Gravitational pull. Well, Roe is off the road, but his wife is sticking near him. Like, Roe's wife is staying with Ivar, so there's obviously a gravitational pull there.
There was that time in lockdown when the referees would keep calling him handsome, or they were good when they're doing the anything you can do, we can do better with the Street Profits.
Yeah.
They'd always go like, ooh, he's so handsome. And he would get a big turkey leg, wouldn't he, and go, hang.
Oh, that's it.
He's top tier, isn't he? Let's not mess about. He's top tier.
Oh, any
go back to lockdown. Any lady who walk past, you'd be like, whoa, look at him.
It's true, actually.
Yeah.
He's a handsome man.
He's got everything as Ivar. Big boss man, 6'7", 330 pounds, Tom.
Now, his weight would fluctuate over his career. There was a point where he was heavier than that when he was part of the Twin Towers. And he would slim down around WrestleMania 7 time, and he'd be the quickest, like a whippet during that point. But always a big boy. Height and masculinity, well, a police officer.
Yeah.
It's very masculine to be a police officer.
And he used to do stuff to the people in the jails, didn't he, that made the people come and find him in the world of wrestling. Nails, that was the entire thing, wasn't
it? Nails was so adamant that he had to get his hands on Big Boss Man. He didn't even change when he left prison. Just went straight in and went, give me a WWE contract, I want to fight him. He's, again, like Godfather, not somebody in his latter years that you would have put in a meat planet division.
No.
But the more you think about it, I kind of think he might maybe squeeze in there maybe as a meat moon.
A meat moon? I'm going to go for that. I don't think he's the bottom tier. I think if he was around in today's generation, I'm going to put him above the Yeti. And maybe above Odyssey as well. Yeah, that's nice. Next to Nathan Jones, an actual crim.
Yeah. So they can keep an eye on him. He can keep an eye on him.
Yeah, exactly.
If
he was around today, I reckon he would be higher up the pantheon of meat planets.
Yeah, I think maybe they... Why are you saying that? When he left in 02, he was probably the slenderest he'd ever been.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. He had a real... Then he might have had a growth spurt and thrown himself back into the...
I just think he'd just stick out like a sore thumb, wouldn't he, compared to most of the roster today, as we're learning.
Yeah.
All these meat planets are, well, by and large, older boys, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Including Akeem, the African Dream, / one-man gang, of course, 6'9", 450 pounds, as Eamon Holmes would say. I'm surprised it's taken that long to do that in this video.
Yeah. Well,
you could win a million pounds.
In the bonus bank.
We've got Akeem in the tier list, so we'll base it off Akeem.
As opposed to One Man Gang.
Because One Man Gang maybe is the top tier. Maybe I should have done One Man Gang.
Well, we can do... Well, bear in mind that we have taken into consideration other gimmicks for other people.
Mm.
So we should take that into factor here. Like, One Man Gang, obviously very masculine to be a One Man Gang.
He had a large chain.
Yeah, he had a big chain. That's very masculine to have a big chain. gravitational pull.
Definitely. The circumference of the waist on One Man Gang.
When he turned up at WrestleMania 17, apart from having a shaved head, he looked exactly the same.
I think the story was he had to be in the One Man Gang gear because he'd been using that more recently to WrestleMania 17, so when they gave him the Akeem stuff, which he was a lot bigger wearing that back in the day, it didn't fit. So I think that's why they went with the One Man Gang. I'm sure I've heard that somewhere before. Just the fact he was doing the One Man Gang on the indies more recently than WrestleMania 17.
So they went, let's just push the One Man Gang thing instead.
His clothes actually fit.
Yeah. I think he is a very meaty galaxy.
Yes,
I think he is not as high as Bigelow.
We'll go in there. We can't put him above Big E.
No.
We can't have Big E at the bottom of his own tier, even though he maybe is a bit higher than maybe some might say.
Well, we'll put that for now. We can always revisit it at 10.
Of course we can. Giant Gonzalez, 8 foot tall and £460, would come to the ring naked, of course, in his pubes. Well, that voluptuous, they would cover his penis. You couldn't see a thing. He had a hairy arse as well, but very defined muscles.
It's just the word voluptuous pubes.
Voluptuous pubes. They spread all around his pelvic area. The likes of which we haven't seen since.
No, we haven't. No.
But does the fact he came to the ring shoot naked mean anything in terms of this tier list?
Well, it's very masculine.
It is, yeah.
To show off your voluptuous pubes in public.
Mm-hmm.
And your hairy arse.
Sort of there.
Sweat? Was he sweaty? Did he sweat?
I don't think he was that sweaty. Was he? Yeah,
He wrestled outside in his most famous match, so yeah. We'll never quite know if he was glistening or not. I don't know, because a lot of people compare him to Great Khali.
Yeah, Khali's at the top.
Yeah, in terms of like a very, very tall man who looked quite confused in there. But I don't think he has the gravitas or the Kvorka.
Do you reckon dwarf?
Ooh, I would maybe put him. I put it with the Yeti as a dwarf meat planet slash meat moon.
Above the Yeti, of course.
Above the Yeti.
His lasting legacy on the business. And he was a real sportsman, wasn't he, before the wrestling? I think he was a basketball player.
Yeah, and that was because it was a team, I believe, that was owned by Turner. So then WCW was owned by Turner, and they went, hey, get him in to do the wrestling, because he's not great at the basketball. He's not great at the wrestling.
I'm taking the reins in the next one, Tom. Straight up there. I don't care what you say. The master and the ruler of the world, his hair of noodles. Everything about him, it is top tier meat planet.
Do you know what? You'll have no argument from me.
He was the man when I was getting into wrestling. He was the world heavyweight champion around Super Bowl 2000.
So. Look. If for a second you doubt it, we look at the Wade Barrett code, the Wade Barrett index on this one. 300 plus pounds, check. Mm-hmm. Greased up, throbbing girth. That man glistened. Every time he came out to the ring.
Even though he kept a lot of his hair, the hair wouldn't retain the grease, would it?
No. It was like it was grease-proof.
Yeah.
Grease-resistant.
Grease-proof hair, yeah.
But it looked great. His own gravitational pull, completely. It didn't matter what story he was in, where he was on the card, whether he was a heel. People just cheered for Sid.
Yeah.
Constantly. It was a nightmare trying to book him as a heel. Because everyone loved him.
Go back to Survivor Series 96 if you don't believe us.
And also, when he did his promos, he would do that thing where he'd go shouting and then he would whisper.
Yeah.
And you'd have to lean in, which surely is gravitational pull.
It's literally gravitational
pull. Because you have to lean in to listen to what he's saying.
I'm going
to
put him above Vader.
Fight of masculinity. He beat up Jose Lothario's son.
Yes, completely. He did.
He's currently the champion on the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review as we're recording this, which is a podcast that goes out every Monday. So
listen to it. I thought I'd say watch it there, but you can't.
You can watch it on the Patreon.
Patreon.com/Cultaholic.
But listen to it, it's free.
Next up, weighing over a shoot 400 pounds, we've got Crash Holly, everybody.
Yes! I'm so glad he made it.
Forget how tall Crash Holly was. He was 5 foot something, but he did weigh over 400 pounds. 5 foot 10, he's the same height as me.
Tony Chimmel said it.
Yeah.
So how could that not be true?
There might have been an allegedly in there, but he would walk out with the scales. He would prove it by doing so. So Crash Holly, where does he go? How high up?
Well, he's obviously the whole left and solar system.
I don't think we can do it. I'm going to give him there.
Oh, okay. He's all right. We'll nudge Wake and pop him in the meteorite.
We mentioned Killian Dane having quite a compact package for his girth. Mm. So I would argue that Crash Holly is very much the same of that ilk.
Yeah, very compact. That super heavyweight puts 400 pounds into quite a small frame.
Next up. If you're not aware.
Yes!
Cheeks. Cheeks from TNA. I don't know anything about Cheeks apart from that move. Very much like Bastian Booger's trip to the Batcave. Where he sat on a man's chest.
He was apparently trained by Dean Malenko.
Have you just made that up?
No. I remember hearing that. my God, that is a throw. So Cheeks was one of the first TNA pay-per-views. And just squash the lad.
And that was it.
And that's his legacy.
That's it.
When you look up Cheeks on the on Google Images, it's that one picture that comes up that just looks so uncomfortable for everyone involved. It's the one that you're seeing now. Oh, where do we put him?
I don't know anything about Cheeks apart from that move there.
No one does. He's wrestling's greatest curiosity.
It's that mystique of the guy. The fact that we know nothing means he's got to go at the very top.
Get in there, man.
Cheeks. The biggest of all the meat planets. He's glistening. The gravitational pull is there. The masculinity is there because he's sat on another man's chest, but against their will. It's all there. It all makes sense.
He has broke the system. Well done, Cheeks. You've had maybe one match.
Sticking with Impact, we now have Moose.
Hey.
Who just about squeaks in there. How heavy is Moose? He's 300 pounds exactly. 6'5". A very, very, very shredded man.
Yeah, that 300 pounds is just in shred as opposed to girth. But he's been a real contender in the world of TNA slash Impact. He's the current TNA champion at time of recording. And it's been probably on the best run in ring of his career, I would say, in the last year or so. But having said that, when you look at the criteria for what makes a meat planet, he is 300 pounds just in there. He's
definitely glistening.
Definitely glistening. He gets a good sweat on. In terms of higher masculinity, well, he's a former football player.
Yeah.
Gridiron.
Stole Jack's chips or something, I think the story is.
Yeah, he stole chips off Jack the Jobber.
But gravitational pull. I think he's got the least gravitational pull on this list outside of Crash Holly.
And that's unfortunate because he is the TNA World Champion at time of recording, but I do agree with you. And I think, therefore, he has to go into the meteorite category.
Oh, yes. But I'd put him at the top.
There you go. Top of the meteorite category because you are TNA champion.
So, Tom, I'll let you take the next one because you're very, very insistent on this man being in here. And I know nothing of this man. So just in case he's a bad guy,
okay,
I'm going to let you take it all.
Fair enough. So this is representing the UK Pitbulls, one of the standout British tag teams over the last couple of decades, during an era where it was tribute to Attitude Era stars and the wrestling world was a little bit lost. You had Big Dave and Bulk doing their thing. Bulk's still very active to this day. It's Bulk that we're looking at, who is, according to the internet, 6 foot and 504 pounds. He wrestles still very frequently. I've got to call some of his matches for Rise, where he's entered Rumbles and been eliminated by one of the wrestlers putting a McDonald's hat bag on a fishing line and leading him out of the ring with it.
Oh, very, very clever indeed.
So that's strategy. I've also watched him on numerous occasions get his ass out and rub it in someone's face. So that is masculine. Dr. Leonardo Darwin on several occasions has had his nose deep into Bulk's bottom. And he'll go through the trouble of when he strips down just his wife fronts, there's a suspicious stain underneath them.
He's the guy. It's more one man gang, I'd say. The Kevorka of the guy.
He's certainly got Kevorka.
Based on the pictures I've seen of him.
I've seen him do numerous strip teases in the ring. That's very masculine.
Let's not mess around.
Yes!
The fact that you said striptease there,
yep.
It can't be anything but the top tier.
There you go. So good job to Bulk. Love your work, Mike. get yourself in the whole effing solar system, lad.
Mike.
Come on.
Next up, weighing in at around about 330 pounds. He's 6 foot tall. He brought about Wade Barrett getting cross-eyed and sweaty and shouting meat planets many times on Monday Night Raw by bringing about a natural disaster in the form of a tsunami.
Tsunami.
It's Big Bronson Reed.
It is Big Bronson Reed.
Who has big in his name because he is big.
Ah.
You see what they've done there?
They're playing 4D checkers at WWE, aren't they?
We can't see the size, so they told us the size. Big Bronson Reed, Tom, how high we're going?
Well, he's one of the sort of the defining characters of what has become the Meat Planet division as far as Wade Barrett's concerned, and he fits the scale in the sense that he's over 300 pounds. He is the height of masculinity because, obviously, he was due to perform in his home country and then his wife was expecting a baby and he said, look, I want to be near my wife.
Mm.
And that's the height of masculinity is respecting others. So I love him for that. I always think he's actually a really snappy dresser as well.
Oh, yeah. What he does, which takes him up the tier for me, he goes into wrestling like buildings, you know, where Raws happen and whatnot. He puts on some sunglasses when he's indoors, just so when he goes on Raw, he can take off the sunglasses and then put them on again. That is Kevorka, if I've ever heard
Kevorka.
It.
That is Kevorka.
How high?
I reckon... I don't think he's as big as the other lads in terms of legacy or size. So I think definitely a very meaty galaxy.
A very meaty galaxy.
Yeah.
Around about, we'll put him below The Godfather. There the Godfather go. Was a pimp for crying out loud. Then we have a little man called The Undertaker, 6'10", around about 309. I've heard him billed at 318 or something, 317. Mm. About 01, he got a bit beefier, didn't he? Then he shredded out towards 07, 08, didn't he? Yeah, but he is a big boy. He is glistening, that is for sure. Well, not in the early days. In the early days, he was very dry.
That's rigor mortis, isn't it? Mm. You don't sweat a lot when you're dead.
But
apparently,
you take yourself to like 07, 08, as I was saying there, when you got proper shredded, the fake tan and the glisten.
I mean, yeah, there is that. He has a gravitational pull in the sense that he's one of the most iconic wrestlers of all time. He pulls non-wrestlers back into wrestling.
He pulls people in the holes.
He just pulls people into holes.
Their souls go down the holes.
You're burying a soul and putting them in an hole, as his famous phrase was before he left.
Ooh-ah.
Still digging a soul and eating a mole. It's weird because he's one of them where I wouldn't traditionally consider him a meat planet. But obviously, by the criteria set out by Wade Barrett, mm-hmm. he is a meat planet.
Definitely.
So it seems sacrilegious to not put him near the top.
I was going
to
say, if we're putting Akeem and the Godfather, I'm just thinking about the, you know, American Badass Undertaker and yeah. One Man Gang, very much cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
I don't think Undertaker's a top-tier meat planet, but I think a very meaty galaxy is a very respectable place for him to be
at. Yeah, he can hang out with Godfather. Bone Street Crew takes up the very meaty galaxy.
Omos is huge. I think his actual official build weight is 7'3", or height is 7'3", 416 pounds. He is a cartoonist, as Matthew again likes to point out a lot, because he's just a big dirty nerd. He's just a big dirty nerd, that pal.
Loves his anime. It's very masculine to love anime.
Is it?
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh,
yeah.
I need to start liking anime, then.
Get into it.
I know, yeah.
Let's have a Crunchyroll subscription.
But Omos, I don't know how high we go here. He can rap. I saw that the other year at Wale Mania, I think it was. He was spitting some bars.
He is ludicrously skilled, and I think WWE are going to use him as they have been, as an attraction. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to use him all the time, which I probably think is the right way to treat him.
Yeah.
I think there's the issue that they've had sometimes is they've pushed big lads to the moon and it's just been overexposure. So yeah. Omos just rocking up every so often. But then the only issue that you have there is like he turns up as somebody's foil, only ends up being beaten.
Yeah.
You know, when you took him in there in a feud with like a Brock Lesnar, he's only there to get beaten and Brock to look impressive. Same with Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Same with Seth Rollins.
But he keeps getting these big matches. Like, he hasn't gone down to the depths that Kurgan went on the card, for example.
No, he's not become a comedy character as many of them do. So I think for that, maybe we put him as a meat planet.
As a bog standard meat planet.
Yeah, common or garden meat planet.
I'm going to put him above the Bundy. But below the quiche.
There you go.
Sanger's next up, who was a man of peace, a man who lies to women in NXT. He promised Ulyssa Leon and Valentina Veros a spiritual experience, and they never gave him one. So that's an arsehole thing. He's currently Via Mahan's tag team partner, who doesn't qualify for this list because he's a mere 275 pounds. But Sanger is actually 6'8", 300 pounds. And as you can see there, the way he used to dress in NXT, he looks a lot harder than he does in the main roster.
Yeah. I like his dress code, his snappy dresser, which I think adds to the masculinity.
What's that guy from Turkai?
Sylvester Turkai.
It's very Sylvester Turkai from WWE CW.
Ooh, good shout.
I
don't think he made the cut as a meat planet, did he?
He might have done. I didn't include every meat planet going because we'd be here for another week.
I demand every meat planet. But Sang, I think Sanger's a meteorite.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest with you...
I think he's a bigger meteorite than meat himself. Moose meat.
I think so, yeah. The snappy dressing helps him, you know, and also lying to women because a very masculine quality is deception.
Very cool.
Very cool to be deceptive to women.
And speaking of cool, we have now Big Daddy Cool, 6'10", 328 pounds. It's Kevin Nash, Diesel, Big Daddy Cool, all that malarkey. He's got it all.
He has got it all. He is. He glistens... He has a gravitational pull. That rumble he did in 95?
Four, yeah.
94?
Was it coming out party, wasn't it?
That was when everybody went, he's the guy.
Yeah.
He became the champion after that, so the company gravitated around him. He then went to WCW, where the company gravitated around him and Hogan and Hall again. So I think he's got to be near the tippity-top of
and
this.
And he's got a very cool voice. I'll put him in just below Bulk.
And he's always keen... to keep the status as a meat planet, because Lord knows when he does an interview, he'll eat some pasta at the same time.
Giant Silver. We all know what we're on about there, don't we? Giant Silver, 7'2", £385. Attitude era Bahoy. I don't know anything about him apart from the oddities.
That's pretty much all he did, to be honest with you. I mean, he did some other stuff in Japan. I believe there was a match between Giant Silver and Giant Gonzalez that was a stretcher match that was terminally bad. and I don't know why I was surprised.
Terminally bad.
Terminally bad. I think it's those. Do correct me if I'm wrong. But he didn't really do anything of substantial ability other than hold up an Eric Cartman doll and dance around with the oddity.
It's meteorite, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's got to be meteorite.
Sorry, Giant Silver.
You are still a big boy, though.
He's a big boy.
Then we have Terence, big Terence Bollea. Hulk Hogan is obviously over £300, 302, I think it was his largely recognised build weight, 6'7", of course. Now, if we were going to put Terry Bollea in here, he would not make the cut.
No.
Because his dick is a lot smaller than Hulk Hogan's dick. Just in case you missed that court case, Hulk Hogan's penis is 10 inches, whereas Terry Bollea's is not 10 inches. Was that right?
Do you know what? Didn't have a tape measure, so I can't tell you. But I think that would... I mean, it's very masculine to have a big pecker, isn't it?
But the fact that Hulk Hogan... Oh, yeah, Hulk Hogan does have the big one. I'm putting Hulk Hogan in the tier, not Terence Bollea. So.
But the thing is, I think Hogan loses some points because he lost a lot of weight to hide from the drug police. which I think he loses points for.
Yeah.
You know, all these guys are committed, on the whole, to Meat Planet life. Hogan is Meat Planet life when it suits him.
Mm.
And I think that somewhat, I would have disqualified him for that, for his flagrant use of the Meat Planet.
But we can't have Mark Henry in there, who was also a man who was Meat Planet when it suited him. When he was a wrestler, Meat Planet, but now he's retired, he's slimmed right down, hasn't he, Mark?
He's still
Henry?
A Meat Planet, though. You still wouldn't mess with him. As he used to say, somebody gonna get their wig split.
Yes, and Hogan had his split, didn't he?
Yes. So controversially, I think Hogan's a meteorite.
Oh, I'll put him there. Why not?
For his flagrant disrespect to the Meat Planet division during the drug trial.
Right, next up we've got Shirley Crabtree will go to next. Big Daddy himself, build weight of £372, which I think is very, very kind. Just look at the size of the guy, just based off of the professional wrestlers. Although maybe World of Sport did the shoot weights.
I know, they made him up. Big Daddy, easy. He's got to go with Haystacks.
Where is Haystacks?
They belong together.
A very meaty galaxy.
Yeah.
I'll put them next to them.
They are star-crossed lovers that will always find each other. Shirley Crabtree was Giant Haystacks' greatest arch rival.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, they had a big match at Wembley. And he was interviewed, Giant Haystacks was interviewed beforehand by Ken Waltman. And Ken was like, so, Haystacks, what's your strategy against Big Daddy? And I remember saying, well, Ken, today I weigh 36 stone. By the time I get to Wembley, I'll be 43 stone. So your strategy is just to get fatter. Perfect. No notes. Meat Planet.
They used to watch their matches. All they would try to do was push each other
belly
over.
Pushes. Sproul's belly pushes all round until one of them went through a table covered in flowers.
That was wrestling.
Oh, that was wrestling. I don't know what your problem is. Those were the great days.
Next up, we have Happy Humphrey, who had to be included in this list because he is officially on record as the heaviest wrestler who ever lived. He was only, I say only, relatively, only 6'1" tall, but he weighed 802 pounds. So immediately, it's the biggest... Whoops, not that one. The biggest gravitational pull of all. That's it. Glistening all the time, you would assume so. I know nothing other than this picture.
His arch rival was Haystacks Calhoun.
Mm.
They had, I think, one match for what was the WWWF. They main evented the Garden in the 70s. He was as good a wrestler as you would imagine him to be, but he was a big boy. And in terms of, like, I think he goes down in history as one of the biggest wrestlers of all time.
Yeah.
So absolutely belongs in the whole effing solar system.
He is literally the whole effing solar system. But we end things, excuse me, with the meat man himself.
Hey!
We couldn't end any other way with 5'4", 178 pound John Silver.
Johnny
Where
Hungy.
Does he go on the list?
Well, Johnny Hungy, oh gosh, he's Where would you put him? Where do you think he belongs? Because he is a meaty boy.
I'd put him in the galaxy tier. I don't think he's a top tier boy, but we can't ignore those arms.
They are massive arms. He is clerk. He's also got he's the sweaty one. He glistens when he gets wrestling.
Manly.
High masculinity. You saw the way that he talks to Anna Jay in the corner.
Exactly.
The memed to death.
The way he does the German suplexes and whatnot with Alex Reynolds.
Yes.
I think didn't say his name there for some reason. Alex Reynolds. The gravitational pull is cavorted around that moveset there.
And it pulls around. Yeah, I think very meaty. Bottom of a very meaty galaxy. I think it's a good place for Johnny Hungy to live.
So we'll go through the top tier now. Do it, well, just from Meat Planet up. Do you want to move anybody up? Like Mark Henry, Otis Kane, John Tenta, Rikishi, Omos.
Was I too harsh putting Terry Bollea in meteorite? Was it? Did it feel a bit...
I'll put him next to Mark Henry, because Mark Henry's done the same.
Okay.
In retirement, Mark Henry's lost all his weight, because he doesn't need the wig split anymore.
My only issue was Hogan was doing it to hide from the drug police. commit. Anyone else I want to move up? I'm pretty happy with everybody else.
I'm going to have to do it, just because Kane's there. Undertaker.
Put Kane and Undertaker together.
Kane and Undertaker.
Undertaker and the Bone Street crew.
Basically the same height. I know Taker was billed a little bit bigger, I think. There we go.
Do we put Crash Holly and Johnny Hungy in the same category?
Yeah, why not, Tom? Why not? Let's find out now, though, in the best tier, the whole effing solar system, who is the biggest and the best Meat Planet in the history of professional wrestling. It's quickfire, Tom. Tell me, is Braun Strowman a bigger and better Meat Planet than Cheeks?
Yes.
He is. So Braun Strowman goes to the top. Andre, bigger than Braun? Quickfire.
No, because I think it's stuff that he misses.
Miro, bigger than Braun?
No.
Great Khali, bigger than Braun?
No.
Sid Vicious, bigger than Braun?
Yes.
He's gone for it. Vader, bigger than Sid Vicious.
Oh, God.
This is Baywatch Vibes 101.
Oh, I think yes.
Oh, he's gone Vader.
I think, yeah.
Big Daddy V, Viscera, bigger than Vader.
No.
Kamala, the crooner, bigger than Vader.
No.
Yokozuna, bigger than Vader.
No.
Handsome Ivar the Viking, bigger than Vader.
No.
Don't do it. Bulk, bigger than Vader.
I love you, Mike, but no.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel, Kevin Nash, bigger than Vader.
No.
And finally, Happy Humphries.
No.
Happy Humphries. There we go. So Vader.
It's got to be in it. It's got to be Vader.
Someone let Wade Barrett know that Vader is officially the whole effing solar system. He is the biggest and best Meat Planet in the history of professional wrestling. We hope you had fun putting this video on in the background while doing your chores and whatnot and better stuff to do. But that's besides the point. I've been Ross, a Meat Planet by my own right, joined by Tom, who's losing his Meat Planet status thanks to his involvement in the Great North Run this year.
I've gone Hulk Hogan. Hiding from the drug police.
Thanks for watching. Let us know where you would put the Meat Planet in the solar system, and we'll see you next time for this Gary YouTubing bollocks. And thank you to Wade Barrett for the video.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.